Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission announces second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories. Process to start from tomorrow and conclude on 7th February next year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar addresses East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur, urging global community to act collectively against terrorism, stresses on right of defense against the menace. Government approves 7 applications for setting up electronics components manufacturing plants with investment of over 5,500 crore rupees across the country. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Orissa and Chhattisgarh under the impact of Cyclone Montha. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh enters quarterfinal of Canadian Women's Open in Toronto. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission today announced that the second phase of Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls will be conducted in 12 states and union territories. The states and union territories are the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that this revision is aimed at making electoral rolls more transparent and error-free. He said the phase 2 of SIR will cover 51 crore voters. Mr. Kumar said printing of enumeration forms and training of booth-level officers will begin from tomorrow.
The voter list of all those states where SIR will be done will be frozen at 12 a.m. tonight. All voters on that list will be given unique enumeration forms by the BLOs during their home visits. These enumeration forms will have all the necessary details from the current voter list. After BLOs start distributing forms to existing electors, all those whose names are on enumeration forms will try to link whether their names were on the 2003 voter list. If yes, they need not submit any additional documents. If not their names, but the names of their parents were on the list, then too, they need not submit any additional documents.
The Chief Election Commissioner said, while the enumeration process will begin on the 4th of November for 1 month, the draft rolls will be published on the 9th of December and final electoral rolls on 7th of February next year. He highlighted that the poll body received 0 appeals in the first phase of SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar.
SIR ka phase 1 samapt hua.
Phase 1 of SIR has been completed. The greatest achievement of this phase is that 7.5 crore voters of Bihar participated enthusiastically. Around 90,000 BLOs and 1.6 lakh booth level agents from all 12 political parties worked together to correct the voter list, and the result is before you, 0 appeals. This means that Bihar's voter list will be considered the most accurate. Now phase 2 is about to begin in 12 states or union territories.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said the world must display zero tolerance against terrorism, emphasizing that the menace remains one of the biggest threats to global peace and stability. The minister said this while addressing the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. Dr. Jayashankar said that the right of defense against terrorism can never be compromised, and urge the global community to act collectively against it. Dr. Jayashankar reaffirmed India's commitment to furthering maritime cooperation in line with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah inaugurated the India Maritime Week in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that India serves as a vital bridge between the Indo-Pacific region and the Global South, owing to its strategic maritime position, democratic stability, and strong naval capabilities. More from our correspondent.
The inaugural ceremony of the India Maritime Week 2025 was attended by union ministers, chief ministers of various states and international delegates. Addressing media after the inauguration, Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal highlighted that India aims to increase its merchant fleet to reduce dependence on foreign vessels and build an entire ecosystem for the shipbuilding sector. Addressing the session, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said India's maritime sector, valued at nearly $1 trillion USD, presents vast investment potential across ports, shipping and logistics. Several MOUs were also signed on the first day of the summit. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Later in the day, Union Minister Amit Shah distributed two deep-sea fishing vessels and handed over vessel registration certificates and the symbolic keys of the vessels to beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today approved the first tranche of 7 applications for setting up of electronics components manufacturing plants across the country under the Electronic Components Manufacturing Scheme. All applications entailed a total investment of 5,532 crore rupees and expected production worth 36,559 crore rupees. These projects are expected to generate over 5,000 direct jobs. The approved projects, which will be established across Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, reinforce India's growing self-reliance in core electronic components. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that 7 electronics components manufacturing plants will fulfill domestic demand.
Electronics component manufacturing ke saath
7 electronic component manufacturing plants have been approved today. In the coming times, electronic manufacturing and electronic exports will grow significantly. A very good ecosystem and supply chain are developing in the country. These 7 plants approved today will lead to many new initiatives. Moreover, many more plants will soon be approved under this scheme. This will help save nearly 20,000 crore rupees from the import bill.
The GST Bajat Utsav began on the 22nd of last month following a reduction in GST rates across multiple sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates on electronics are helping the common man.
Under the next generation GST reforms, tax rates on air conditioners, dishwashers and televisions, which earlier attracted 28% GST, now come under 18% tax slab. The decision has not just expanded the market size for domestic producers, but has also reduced dependence on imports. Similarly, tax rates on hardware has been slashed to 18% from 28%, which has made these products affordable for educational institutions, offices and digital learning centers. The rationalization of GST rates on electronic goods marks a significant step to strengthen domestic electronic manufacturing, enhance the competitiveness of MSMEs and increase the affordability of essential technologies for citizens. With Rohan, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that Cyclone Montha brewing over the Bay of Bengal is gaining strength and is expected to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm by tomorrow morning. It is likely to cross Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam around Kakinada tomorrow evening or night as a severe cyclonic storm. The IMD has advised fishermen not to venture around these places till the 29th of this month. As Cyclone Montha approaches the coast, the weather agency has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Orissa and Chhattisgarh for the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall is also expected over Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana till tomorrow. Our Vijayawada correspondent has filed this report.
Heavy to very heavy rains with winds of 90 to 110 km per hour are expected across coastal districts. Fishermen have been called back and warned not to venture into the sea. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, assuring central support. Mr. Naidu reviewed preparedness and directed officials to shift people from low-lying areas to rehabilitation centers, ensuring quality food, safe water and medical aid. The Chief Minister ordered closure of schools in affected areas and told officials to prevent any loss of life or property. property. South Central Railway, East Coast Railway and Air India Express have cancelled several services for tomorrow. Authorities urge citizens to stay indoors and follow safety advisories. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The Orissa government has ramped up preparedness measures to tackle any potential impact from the impending storm. More from our Bhuvaneshwar correspondent.
Rainfall has begun in the southern and coastal districts of Odisha from this afternoon. The weather department has issued a red warning for tomorrow for 8 southern Odisha districts, namely Malkangiri, Koraput, Raigada, Ganjam, Gajapati, Kandhamal, Kalahandi and Navarangpur. Schools and Anganwadi centers in these districts have been closed for 3 days from tomorrow, while the railways have cancelled 43 trains and few train routes diverted. So as a precautionary measures, enough relief materials have been preserved in the 1,445 cyclone relief centers in the southern and coastal districts of the state. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
The Vigilance Awareness Week 2025 is being observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda addressed senior officers and staff of the ministry to mark the observance of the Vigilance Awareness Week in New Delhi. The 4-day-long Chhath Mahaparv is being celebrated with religious devotion and enthusiasm in different parts of the country. On the third day of the festival, lakhs of devotees paid oblations to the setting sun this evening, praying for the prosperity and well-being of their children and family. In Bihar, a large number of devotees gathered at the Chhath Ghats along the rivers to offer prayers. We have a report.
In Bihar, a massive crowd gathered at the Chhath Ghats along rivers such as Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda and Bagmati to offer prayers to the sun god. Apart from Patna, thousands of devotees also throng at famous sun temples in Aurangabad, Nalanda, Darbhanga, Nawada and other parts of the state. The impact of ongoing Bihar assembly elections are clearly visible on the biggest festival of people, the Chhath Puja. At several ghats, voter awareness messages are being displayed through hoardings, posters, banners and videos. The Election Commission has appealed to migrant workers visiting home for Chhath Puja as well as local voters to cast their votes in record numbers. Due to the Chhath festivities, election campaign activities remained subdued today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have extended greetings to the citizens on Chhath Puja. In Uttar Pradesh, Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra has announced that all work related to the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple construction in Ayodhya has been completed. In a social media post, the Tirth Kshetra announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hoist the flag at the top of the temple on the 25th of November. Indian Army is celebrating the 79th Infantry Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said that the country honours the unwavering bravery and dedication of the infantry. The day is observed as a remembrance of the first military event of independent India, when the Indian Army repelled the first attack on Indian soil on 27th of October 1947 in the Kashmir Valley. In business news, benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty began this week's trading on a positive note. Sensex increased 567 points to close at 84,779, while Nifty advanced 171 points to settle at 25,966. On to sports now. In squash, reigning national champion Anahat Singh has defeated world number 20 Melissa Alves of France to enter the quarterfinals of the Canadian Women's Open in Toronto. The 17-year-old Anahat from Delhi, ranked world number 43, defeated 6th-seed Alves in the pre-quarterfinals yesterday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission announces second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories. Process to start from tomorrow and conclude on 7th February next year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar addresses East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur, urging global community to act collectively against terrorism, stresses on right of defense against the menace. Government approves 7 applications for setting up electronics components manufacturing plants with investment of over 5,500 crore rupees across the country. IMD issues red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Orissa and Chhattisgarh under the impact of Cyclone Montha. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh enters quarterfinal of Canadian Women's Open in Toronto. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.